If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, let's talk to Big Red. John, your former coach. I mean, first time on our program here.
Legendary.
Legendary coach. There's no question.
So Andy Reid.
Wow.
14 years with the Eagles. 12 years with the Chiefs. 26 years as a head coach in pro football. He obviously, I mean, look, you guys know the deal. I don't have to tell you the resume, but I'll say this. He's coached in five of the last six Super Bowls. Think about that. The man has coached in five of the last six. He has won.
It doesn't get better.
He has won three, obviously, and had a tremendous run with the Eagles and an even better run with the Kansas City Chiefs. But most important, we all know the two most important things Andy Reid ever did. Number one was signing John Ritchie 22 years ago. Because without that,
that
Ritchie...
was 22 years ago?
03, man.
Oh, come on.
Without that, I'm not saddled with John Ritchie next to me as a talk show host. But and the other, drafting Brandon Graham. And we honored the great BG on Monday with BG Day. And Andy, kind enough to carve out a few minutes to talk about Brandon Graham, who he drafted 15 years ago. The coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. Good to talk to you guys. John, man, it's been a little bit, but I sure appreciate you.
I love and miss you. Respect you so much, Coach. And once upon a time, you held my son, Joe, at an event where we were sitting at a table with the NFC Championship trophy added. It was a luncheon. And I thought at that moment, this is something I need to take a picture in my brain because Andy Reid, the legend, is holding my son. That son... Man, that was the year he went to the Super Bowl in Jacksonville.
How about that? How's he doing?
That little boy, he wants to be a neurosurgeon. He's at the University of Michigan, and he always talks about the fact that you held him at that table. You are the man who held my son, inspired him as a six-month-old somehow, Coach. So,
well,
tell him this.
Finish up his internship or whatever he's doing right now.
Yeah.
And then when the NFL has fried my brain, I'm coming to him so he can rear.
I'll let him know. I know. I'm in that line as well.
That's so good. You know, Andy, we got so much Brandon Graham stuff obviously to do with you today, and we really appreciate you, you know, honoring Brandon, essentially what you're doing here, honoring Brandon's career. But I just want to start with you with Rich. I mean, can you imagine all those years ago that John Ritchie becomes a talk show host on WIP? What the heck?
Well, no, listen, he's the smartest guy I've probably ever coached. and at the same time, being dirty tough. And so that position that he played, that was a no grace position where you were getting the dog. You're beating the dog out of somebody, but at the same time, you're waking up the next morning very sore.
That's for sure.
Yeah. He wakes up.
And I appreciate that Coach appreciated that a lot.
Yeah. I mean, it changed your life, John. Because, John, all jokes aside, I was sort of kidding earlier, but it's real. You probably would not be a WIP talk show host today if you didn't have those 2 years in Philly.
No, absolutely
if
not.
If Andy hadn't signed you.
Right. Yeah. Right. I mean, it was a dream come true, and Coach put me in a limo to Mechanicsburg after I signed. He said, hey, why don't you go tell your folks in person? And, I mean, that was not part of the plan.
That's cool, man.
It was Coach Reid saying, hey, do the family thing.
Great.
And it was so wonderful. And that's the touch that he puts on all of this. And that's why it's so cool to talk about Brandon with you today, Coach.
Yeah, let's do that, Andy. So, BG, you brought him to town 15 years ago, and we'll kind of go through a few elements of it. Let's just start with the pre-draft evaluation of Brandon. What do you remember all those years ago when you were scouting Michigan's Brandon Graham? What enticed you to select him?
Yeah, first of all, I love Michigan players. And he was one of them, as was John at one time. So this guy was extremely quick, extremely strong, a great kid, and was just somebody in a position of need at that time. And for him to come in and do the things that he's done has just been spectacular. To play this long at that grunt position, man, that's a tough, tough position to play and to do it for all these years is something. Everybody, you know, he had this thing, his arms were too short or he wasn't tall enough or long enough, you know, whatever the terms are that we all put on players and destroy great ones, you know, with. So he didn't have the longest arms. He wasn't the tallest or longest guy, but he played with a big heart and played every snap. You're going to get an honest down from him. He has great athletic ability.
Coach, how rare is Brandon Graham's enthusiasm? I mean, that energy that he brought every day, how often do you see that in a guy?
No, you love that. And it was that way when he was young, and he carried that through when he was old. And sometimes guys kind of lose that stinger there as they age up, but he never lost that. And I was lucky enough to play against him or have our team play against him the last couple Super Bowls here. And what a great, you know, he still had that energy. And I, at the Super Bowls, you get to see the guys. You have different events that you have to go to as teams, and you're there together. And just to see him, and, you know, he about broke my ribs with a big hug. So he's just if you can get me off the ground with a hug, you've done good. And he did that. So
he's got, he can dig deep like that. That is something.
Yeah.
But you're slender now. I mean, we all see that. So that is interesting. When you talk about preparing for playing against Brandon, you're one of the greatest coaches to ever coach the game. What extra stuff do you sprinkle on top when you're coaching a Kansas City offensive lineman to prepare to block Brandon Graham, having drafted and coached him for those 3 years?
Yeah, first of all, you got to know where he's at. And then wherever he's at, you got to make sure you have that extra guy there, whether it's an offensive lineman working to him, an extra offensive lineman working to him, or a back chipping him, or a tight end chipping him. But you got to know where he's at all times, and you got to do it for four quarters.
Yeah.
Andy Reid with us here on WIP, of course, talking about BG. It's BG Day on Monday. Andy carving out some time right now for Brandon, obviously, to honor him. So, you know, Andy, one of the things that, and you know, was such a talking point when you brought him in 15 years ago was the fan base expected Earl Thomas when you moved up. That was going to be an Earl Thomas pick. There was also a safety need at that point, and it ultimately worked out great. By the way, worked out good for Seattle, worked out great for the Eagles. Eagles won two titles. We've always wondered, how close did you come to selecting Earl Thomas? Do you remember? Was it between those two? Because we thought you were going to take Earl. You took BG. How close was that one?
Yeah, Earl was in the picture for sure. We kind of had our eyes set on Brandon. He had a great Senior Bowl, as I recall. And we needed a defensive lineman.
Yeah.
We had gotten spoiled with Hugh Douglas, and you know, we felt like we needed another guy and to fill in there, and Brandon was able to do that for us.
Andy, what did you notice? Because you coached him during the years, he was really struggling. I mean, he got off to a tough start. What did you notice with how he dealt with the struggles, because he turned into an all-time Eagle? I mean, the Eagles maybe they might retire his number. I mean, he's a legendary Eagle, but you got him when he was struggling, there were some injuries. How did you sense he dealt with all that?
Yeah, he fought himself. He had this this young enthusiastic makeup with him, not really immature, but the love of the game and his desire to be great and all those things, when he came up against a stiff competition that he had and wasn't used to, you know, and you might play against one of these offensive linemen in a year in the at the college level. Now you come in and you're a high pick here, and you've got to come in and try to win every play, and if you don't, then you're going to have that media come down on you, and it's a tough deal. So I didn't think he handled that great when he was young, but he worked through it, and he fought him. He was fighting himself there. And so that conflict ended up making him even stronger. And as he went on through the, you know, through his career, but he overcame it. A lot of guys don't. They just collapse, fall apart, and they're done with the NFL.
Yeah.
There's a certain stigma that comes with being a high draft pick and expectation level, and sometimes it's not reasonable.
Andy, final thing here. You know, we're going to play this audio for Brandon on Monday when he's with us in studio, but if you could just, you know, whatever you've got from your heart, a message to Brandon to honor him. We're going to play this audio directly for him on Monday upon his retirement. What would you say to BJ?
Yeah, no, listen, I love Brandon Graham. He is one of the all-time greats for the Eagles. Not only was he a great player, but he's a great person. I call him a kid, but I mean, he's past the kid stage now. So he's just a great person. And that part and his work ethic are going to carry him through the second half of his life and career and our new career. And so, but listen, Brandon Graham's, he's a great one. Love him.
Andy, we wish you the best.
Coach. You are an unbelievable person, too, and we love you and respect you a lot.
I appreciate you. Love you, my man.
Andy,
keep it rolling.
Thanks. Well, Andy. Our best to you, and maybe a trilogy next year in February. So absolute best of luck to you. Thanks for all you did for the Eagles and Philadelphia sports, and we look forward to catching up with you down the road. Thanks, Andy.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
All right, there he is, the coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid, who, by the way, obviously someday, but he's got to retire for it to happen.
And why would he?
Eagles Hall of Fame.
Why would he retire?
Philadelphia
at this
Sports
point?
Hall of Fame. Pro Football Hall of Fame. None of them can happen until he retires. So we'll see. By the way, he's got a real shot at Shula's record, especially with Belichick going off the rails.
Think of the coaching trees that he has created.
I know.
That he has generated. He is, man.
I hear you, man.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.